Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mind you, I'd have known naught of all this I'm telling you if it hadn't have been for Billy Pedler, who was coming home from market and heard the goings-on. He got off his horse and went to take a peep through the window, and he seen Hyde fair tear the ring from off her hand.
I was wondering how you knew so much.
There ain't much as Mrs. Me, sir, I can tell you that.
So it seems.
Speaking of finger rings, that be a right queer one you're wearing now, if you'll excuse me for remarking on it.
Yes, yes, it is rather unusual. It belonged to my father.
Oh, did it now? I had a thought run through my head when I seen it, but I must have been mistaken.
Why, what did you think?
Well, Billy Pedler told me about the ring that I'd took off the Widow Cole's hand. He'd seen her wearing it afore, you know, and I'd have sworn it were the same as you be wearing now.
Yes, you're quite right. I did wear it. I'd lent it to him for a while.
Oh, and he were a friend of yours?
Well, not exactly a friend, but I had a good deal to do with him. In a way, I was responsible for him. That's why I've come down here now, to try and see what can be done to make up for what he did.
It'll take more than the power of mortal man to undo what I did.
Oh, but I can do something, surely. Thurza's still alive, and young Sam...
Aye, they be living, but there's a sight of bitterness and suffering that can't be wiped away. Maybe you don't know the full story.
Then tell me. I know Hyde's side of it, but I'd like to hear another.
Well, as I was saying, after Hyde had forced her to her knees afore him and made her beg his pardon, poor young Thurza run out of the house and down the road like one demented. She was smarting from the blows her mare had fetched her. And then there were the times she took the knife to Hyde. Well, she were sobbing and crying to herself as she run out of the place and didn't seem to rightly know what she were at. Billy Pedler called to her, but she never heeded him nor stopped until she came to young Sam's place and banged on the door.
Sam, let me in.
Thurza. Lord of mercy, lass, what become of you?
Oh, Sam.
Oh, hush now, calm yourself and tell us what it's all about. Here, let me dry your eyes. Lord save us, what's this on your face? Did someone strike you?
Mother, she beat me, Sam, something cruel.
And why?
Because I took to her about the way she's going on. I couldn't stand it any longer, Sam, and that's the truth. It's very shamed I be.
And she struck you.
With a pot stick. I be black and blue.
Oh, I can see your face, poor lass. Come, let me bathe that cut above your eye and fetch you some to drink.
No, I couldn't touch a thing.
Oh, just a drink of milk or maybe some tea. T'will help to calm you. Come now, that's a good lass. Hester and father be sitting in the kitchen. We'll go into them and tell them what it is that's happened to you.
No. I shouldn't have come. I should have hid me shame. What'll your father say when he hears about it?
Don't you take no notice of him. He's an old man with a bitter tongue. It's me you've got to take heed of, and I'll say you did right to come here. Where else should you go?
I hadn't nowhere else. Since mother's took to carrying on so brazen, there ain't hardly no one as'll speak to me.
Oh, we'll change all that. You and me'll be wed. And I'd like to see the man or woman that scorned my wife. Come along now, don't be afeard. We'll tell the old man, and I'll not stand for any of his goings on where you're concerned.
Oh.
What? What's the matter, lass?
My wrist. You took my wrist.
Has your wrist been hurt, too? Let me look at it. Oh. How come you by this? Where'd you get these bruises and these finger marks?
Oh, Sammy, it were him. He all but broke it.
Him? Do you mean Hyde?
Fair mad I were. I can't tell you about it, but I tried to kill him, Sam. I tried to drive a knife into him. I hated him that much.
Lord have mercy. And he did this to ye.
He grabbed me by the wrist and made me drop the knife. And then he forced me down on my knees and made me beg his pardon and thank him for his kindness to Mother.
By crikey, I'll choke the cur for this.
Who's there, Sam?
It be Thurza, Father. She's in trouble.
Bring her here, then.
Come along, lass. Dry your tears. Hester will take care of you. And I'll be off to deal with Hyde.
Oh, look out for him, Sam. He'd do anything.
He'll not do what he's done to you and get clear of it. Come, here's the kitchen. Go ye in and bide with Hester.
Why, sir, that is a long time since she last come here. Saints alive, what's happened to you?
Fetch some water and a piece of clean rag, Hester. Thurs is in no state to be worried. It's help she needs.
What's the meaning of it? How did she come by the bruiser's neck? Cuts on her cheek.
She had trouble with her mother.
Her mother, eh? Why does she come here?
Well, where else should she go?
Better stick in her own place, not go dragging decent folks into the shame and disgrace they're not responsible for.
Father, shame on you to speak to Thurs or so.
It's all right. I shouldn't have came. I'm sorry. I'll go.
Thurs, sir. You stop where you are.
No, Sam, I'll go.
Not while I'm here. You won't.
Send her away in a pass.
Would you let her go back to that house? Would you see what's been done to her?
What's that got to do with me?
It's got a lot to do with me. Thursday's my lass, and I'll not stand by and see her treated ill. Not by you nor anybody else.
Then it's the worse for you. Because I'll not have one of her kind in my house so long as I'm master of it.
One of her kind? What do you mean?
It's an ill bird that'll come out of that nest. Her father was a waster and a drunkard. And her mother? Ha! Well, let's say no more of her.
Oh, stop it, stop. I never should have come here. And I'll go.
You go after her, Sam, and fetch her back.
If he does, I'll slam the door in both their faces.
I'll take a chance on that. I'm going for Thurser.
Father, bain't you ashamed of yourself. Speaking to the poor lass like that and her in such a pass.
But who brought her to it?
Is it her fault? Was she ever aught but a decent, right-living, respectable girl, no matter what her mother might have done?
There's bad blood in that brood, and I want none of it in mine.
You've never wanted Sam to marry her, and this suits you fine.
It proves what I say. There's bad blood, and it'll show even though you wait till you're 40, like the widow Cole.
And if Thurser ever comes to any wrong, it'll be you who helped to drive her there.
Well, what's that you say?
She's in mortal trouble, and you've driven her out. And you call yourself a Christian.
You shut your mouth, girl. I have no child of mine talk to me that way.
And I'll not stand by and see a poor lass driven out when she's so sore in need of help. You can get your own supper. I'm going off to help Sam find her and to bring her back.
And that were the beginning of the old man's sickness. When they come back, they found him lying on the floor of his kitchen. It were days afore he spoke, and he hasn't never set foot to the ground from that day to this. Oh, it were a black time all round that night, and all of it on account of that devil Hyde.
Tell me.
Didn't you say as Hester were coming down to see you sometime this evening?
Yes. She promised she would when I was out at their place today.
Well, she be coming now. Get her to tell you what happened that night out on the moors. She and Sam were there. She can tell you firsthand, which is more than I can do.
I wonder, will she?
Ask her. No, I'll go out of here and leave the two of you alone. It'll be easier for her that way. Well, good night, dear, and thank you kindly for the baccy and the ale.
Thank you for telling me so much. I'm very indebted to you.
To me? For gossiping? I must tell me daughter that. I doubt if she'll believe it, though. Good night, sir.
Good night, Jeremy. Good night. I want you to believe that I'd do anything in my power to set the rights the wrongs you and your brother and Thurza have suffered at the hands of Hyde.
The blackest day in my whole life was when I first set eyes on his hideous form and face.
Did you ever see the like of it? It fair made my blood run cold. Oh, how could Thurza's mother... Oh, well, that's all past and gone now. She's dead this 3 years past, and all her follies wear.
Dead?
Aye. She caught a chill that wild night we were searching on the moors for Thurza. Soaked to the bone she were, and naught we could do would make her come inside to cease to search. She were ill a long time after that, and never rightly got over it.
And where was Thurza found?
At the bottom of one of the old tin workings. She'd been there 2 days before Sam caught a glimpse of her.
But how did she get there?
The night were awful wild. I guess she didn't rightly know what she were about and stumbled as she ran along. She tried to save herself, poor lass, and hung on to a bit of a bush as she slipped down the side. That's how Sam got track of her. He seed it where it had pulled out by the roots, and he climbed down to look.
But she wasn't killed.
Not killed, but mortal hurt. Her back, it were. She's lay like a log ever since.
And Sam went off to South Africa.
He never forgave his father for driving her out that night. And never a word has he spoken to him since. It's all but broke poor father's heart. He be a hard man, but Sam were his only son and the light of his eyes.
Well, there's something I can do. I can bring Sam back from South Africa and give your father back his son.
Aye, but what about poor Thurza?
I'm a doctor, a surgeon. I've done many things to help people who've been crippled. I can't say till I've seen her, but it may be possible.
To make her well again?
Don't hope for too much, but perhaps I can do something.
I'd go down on my knees and give thanks every day of my life if you could do something for Sam. It were that drove him off to South Africa as much as anything. He was set on marrying her, cripple or no cripple. And when she wouldn't hear of it, he couldn't stick the place no more.
Very well, then. That is my task. I must bring your brother back and give him Thurza well and strong again.